The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has announced that the student involved in the high school mass shooting will be tried as an adult.
In the tragic incident at the Georgia high school, two students and two teachers lost their lives, with another 9 victims hospitalized with injuries, according to the GBI. The suspect, Colt Gray, a 14-year-old student, had been charged with murder and will face trial as an adult, the GBI confirmed. Barrow County schools will remain closed through the end of the week, the superintendent stated.
The Biden administration is considering changes that would make it more difficult to lift the broad asylum restrictions put in place in June.
The administration is developing plans to modify the criteria for deactivating the strict border measures, according to 2 Department of Homeland Security officials. The proposed changes relate to a proclamation issued by President Biden in early June, which has effectively restricted access to the American asylum system for migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. Liam White reporting.
The Biden administration has accused Russia of attempting to interfere in the 2024 presidential election.
This includes a sophisticated influence operation that involved creating fake news sites to covertly disseminate Russian propaganda. The Justice Department has filed charges against 2 individuals and seized more than 2 dozen internet domains allegedly used in a foreign malign influence campaign. Jim Kender reporting.
An American Navy sailor has been detained in Venezuela while on personal travel, 3 U.S. officials have confirmed.
The reason for the sailor's detention remains unclear. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel warning against visiting Venezuela, advising Americans to reconsider travel due to wrongful detentions, terrorism, and poor health infrastructure. Paul Gomez reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A woman and her 3 children were discovered shot to death inside a car in Utah. Authorities have indicated there is no ongoing threat to the public, but have not disclosed what they believe happened.
A family member called 911 after finding the 4 deceased in a vehicle at a residence in West Haven, a city near Ogden, north of Salt Lake City, Weber County officials reported. The victims were identified as a 32-year-old woman, a 4-year-old boy, a 2-year-old girl, and a 1-year-old girl, Weber County Sheriff Sergeant Sean Ensley told KSL-TV. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Police are investigating after human remains were discovered inside a suitcase on Long Island.
Officers responded to a 911 call reporting suspicious activity in a wooded area near an apartment building in Huntington Station, New York, according to the Suffolk County Police Department. Upon arriving, police found a person deceased in a suitcase next to the building, police stated in a press release. Kyle Norris reporting.
A 13-year-old girl from the Pittsburgh area, who was reported missing early last month, ended up spending time with adult inmates at a Pennsylvania jail after misleading authorities about her age.
Someone at the Beaver County Jail eventually recognized the girl as a missing person, prompting officials to separate her from the adult population, Beaver County District Attorney Nate Bible said Tuesday. The teen's parents were notified, and they picked her up, after which the charges against her were moved to juvenile court, he added. David Lang reporting.
Job openings in the U.S. decreased in July compared to the previous month, signaling a potential further slowdown in hiring in the coming months.
The Labor Department reported Wednesday that there were 7.7 million job openings in July, down from 7.9 million in June, marking the fewest openings since January 2021. The number of job openings has been steadily declining this year, down from nearly 8.8 million in January. Layoffs increased from 1.56 million to 1.76 million, the highest since March 2023. Though this level of job cuts is roughly consistent with pre-pandemic levels, Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.